This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, 4021 Iowa, LLC, Respondent versus K&A Delmar Property, LLC, et al. Appellant, decided January 21st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. 4021 Iowa, LLC, num ED112681. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus cause number 2122CC0025001. K&A Delmar Property, LLC, et al. Honorable Elizabeth B. Hogan, appellants. Filed January 21st, 2025. Opinion K&A Delmar Property, LLC, K&A Daggett Property, LLC, Joseph K. Robbins, and Justin M. Hollensteiner, collectively appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court's reinstatement of default judgment in favor of Respondent 4021 Iowa, LLC, Iowa. Appellants raise 3 points on appeal. Point one argues the Circuit Court lacked jurisdiction to award damages in excess of what Iowa pleaded in its petition. Point two contends the Circuit Court abused its discretion by awarding attorneys fees that were not supported by sufficient evidence. Finally, point three maintains the Circuit Court erred by determining post-judgment interest accrued from the date the default judgment was originally entered because a superseding appeal required revising the accrual date. Because any issues with the scope of the pleaded damages did not divest the Circuit Court of jurisdiction over the case, we deny point one. Appellant's argument that Iowa produced insufficient evidence in support of its request for additionally incurred attorney's fees does not too warrant overturning the award in light of the Circuit Court's expertise in determining the reasonableness of such fees. Therefore, we deny point two. Because the Circuit Court properly found post-judgment interest accrued from the date the default judgment was originally entered, we deny point three. Accordingly, we affirm the Circuit Court's judgment. Background Iowa is the assignee and successor in interest to Blackline Real Estate, LLC, Blackline. On December 17, 2018, Blackline entered into a contract with K&A to purchase a commercial property. After the sale fell through, Iowa filed a petition against appellants, alleging breach of contract, fraudulent misrepresentation, unlawful conspiracy, and alter ego. Appellants failed to file an amended answer as directed by the Circuit Court, and Iowa subsequently secured a default judgment against appellants on March 8, 2022. In support of the damages award pursuant to the contract, Iowa submitted evidence of special damages and attorney's fees via affidavits. Nearly 1 year after the default judgment was entered, appellants moved to set it aside on the grounds that the damages exceeded the pleadings, which the Circuit Court granted. Iowa then appealed, and this court reversed and remanded for the Circuit Court to reinstate the default judgment because appellant's motion to set it aside was untimely filed. 4021 Iowa, LLC versus K&A Delmar Prop, LLC, 681SW3D309, Mo App ED 2023. This court noted the Circuit Court on remand did not need to hold a hearing on damages, as appellants failed to preserve their challenge through their untimely motion. Nevertheless, the court directed the Circuit Court to find the source of an apparent summation error in the damages award and correct it when reinstating the default judgment. On remand, Iowa moved for the Circuit Court to reinstate the default judgment consistent with this court's mandate. Iowa submitted affidavits in support of $67,338 in additional three attorney's fees for opposing the motion to set aside, prevailing on appeal, and moving for the default judgment to be reinstated. Appellants attempted to reopen evidence as to damages and contested the amount of damages and attorney's fees, arguing that actual damages should be limited to what was pleaded in Iowa's petition and that Iowa's requested attorney's fees following the first appeal were not warranted. Following a hearing, the Circuit Court reinstated the default judgment on April 16, 2024. The Circuit Court adjusted the damages award to $245,216.46 in actual damages, reflecting its correction of the apparent summation error. The Circuit Court also awarded Iowa its requested additional attorney's fees, $70 in costs as directed by this court, plus interest and court costs. The judgment stated that $44,138.96 in post-judgment interest accrued since the entry of default judgment on March 8, 2022. This appeal follows. Discussion I.1. The Circuit Court's jurisdiction is not implicated in its award of damages. Appellants assert the trial court lacked jurisdiction to enter judgment, awarding damages exceeding the amount pleaded in the petition. Appellant's jurisdictional argument, which must precede any other inquiry, is not well taken. There are only two categories of jurisdiction, personal and subject matter. Ball v. Ball, 638 SW3D 543, 549, Mowat App, ED 2021, citing JCW XREL Les Webb v. Wysiskala, 27.